Brethren and Sisters, Armona, California, November 2, 1904. A Needy Field. Dear brethren and sisters, I wish to write you a few lines. I greatly desire to impress your minds with the importance of doing what you can to help forward the work that is being done for the colored people in the southern states. In these states, there are thousands and thousands of Negroes, many of whom are ignorant and degraded. Upon the white people of the United States, the Lord has laid the burden of helping this people. But as yet, Seventh-day Adventists have done comparatively little to help them. For some time, a small sanitarium for colored people has been conducted in the city of Nashville. This institution has done much good and is a great blessing to the colored people of the city. But its facilities are limited, and it is in great need of help. An orphanage is greatly needed by the colored believers in the South. We have decided that this orphanage must be established. But in order for this to be done, money must be raised. There is one father in the South who says that he will give $100 toward the establishment of this institution. This is a large gift for a poor man to make. An effort must now be made to secure means for an orphan asylum. Its establishment has long been talked of, but it takes more than words to build an institution and put it in running order. I would call your special attention to the needs of the Huntsville School. This school is on a farm of 300 acres, which was purchased by the General Conference and given to the work for the colored people of the South. This school farm is to be made a representation of what can be done to help the colored people. It was in the providence of God that the Huntsville School Farm was purchased. It is in a good locality. Near it, there are large nurseries, and in these nurseries, some of the students have worked during the summer to earn money to pay their expenses at the Huntsville School. Those for whom these students have worked give them a high recommendation, saying that they have accomplished more than an equal number of other hands. The Huntsville School greatly needs additional buildings. It ought to be fitted up for the accommodation of 100 students who are to be trained as teachers of their own race. A small building in which the students can be taught to care for the sick should be put up near the school. The students are to be carefully disciplined. They are to be given a thorough education, an education that will fit them to teach others. As soon as possible, they are to be prepared for service. The young men who attend school should be taught how to put up buildings and how to cultivate the soil. At present, white teachers can take part in the work of this school, educating and training the students, but soon it will be impossible for them to do this. Let us make earnest efforts to help this school to act its part now, while the way is still open. At present, there are no outside opposing influences to hinder its progress. I now ask you to give of your means for the Huntsville School. Facilities are needed there. Things about the institution must be put in proper order that the school may be a credit to the cause it represents. The present condition of the school buildings does not speak favorably regarding the interest of our people in the school. I present this matter to you, my brethren and sisters, and I ask you to do what you can for the advancement of the work that a few faithful laborers are trying to do for the colored race. This work has been greatly retarded because means sufficient to supply its needs have not been provided. I ask you, my brethren and sisters, to do your best. As you know, the Sabbath on which this will be read to you has been set apart as a day on which gifts are to be made for the work among the colored people. By willing liberality, let us prepare the way for the laborers in the South to do a work of mercy for this people. I urge you in the name of the Lord to do something, and do it now. I pray that God will open your hearts and help you to do justice to the needs of the work for the colored people.